So she's there. Are you hearing me now?
Yes,
wonderful.
Ma'am.
Well, what an honor. No mishap is going to stop this conversation today because we honored, and not to mention, I think this is a perfect opportunity for us to, you know, like people normally say, we've been watching the times, watching how things have been transpiring and unfolding. And it is becoming more and more clear to us that we need to honor the people who have touched our lives, who have impacted our society and made, you know, very meaningful contribution, and give them their flowers before they die.
Yeah,
so this is more or less.
That's so true.
We have to do this, man. And, yes. and you, I do not know, you know, I cannot claim any, you know, rights or any authority to your history to say, well, I was here from day one. But from the time I set foot in St. Lucia, that's why it stands out, because from the time I set foot in St. Lucia, you would have heard of that name. Oh. And that name in not any kind of mix-up or brawl, just that name aligned to positivity and upliftment and growth and inspiration. And these are the lines in which, so you did something right.
Well, yeah, that was my goal, my intention. So I hope, you know, I kind of half succeeded.
You have, actually. I mean, yes. Honestly, and this is real talk now, you definitely have. So let's take it back now, because that is the dimple that probably would have impacted people after you've grown into what you decided you wanted to do and commission.
Okay.
Let's take it back to where this all started. Where were you born? You as a child. What was Dame like as a child?
Well, I was born in Labrie. I'm from Labrie. Mm-hmm. And I come from what I describe as an extended family. I lived with my grandmother, my mother, aunts, uncles, and there were a few other cousins, you know, in between. So I said to myself that, you know, I was brought up in a kind of atmosphere of community. I mean, community, first of all, in the sense of the family. It wasn't a nuclear family. It wasn't, you know, mother and father and just children. It was, you know, as I say, it was grandmother, mother, aunts, uncles, and, you know, and cousins. So I was brought up with that, having nurtured that sense of community. And also, you know, Labrie, you know, this in those days was, and I know it still is, very community-oriented. And
is that the one they call the People's Republic?
Well, that's what I didn't want to say that.
Wonderful.
You know, so I attribute, you know, my perspective on life and my goals and, you know, and aspirations to that upbringing, both at the family level and, as I say, at the community level. In Labrie, mm-hmm. people looked out for others.
Yes.
In Labrie then, people looked out for others, you know, held you up, pushed you, gave you the encouragement. And I have to admit that there was a lot of that in my case, and I can't stop, you know, thanking the people of my community in those days for the spirit that they nurtured in me, that has taken me to where, by the grace of God and the help, that I have reached.
Do you believe that, you know, in the name of progress, which is always acceptable, but do you think that that's one of the things that we have unfortunately lost?
Yes, unfortunately. I have to admit that Labrie probably had a double share or dose of it from the beginning, because mm-hmm. people still do admire the community still for their sense of community. I remember maybe a year or so ago, we had a kind of a powwow among Laborians to try to identify what it is, you know, that makes Labrie. We couldn't come up, you know, with anything definite, except to say that there was, and as I say, there still is, to some extent, that sense of community, mm-hmm. of looking after each other. And you can see the success, for example, of the Library Development Foundation, with the tagline, "The Library I Want." Mm-hmm. So inviting people, you know, from Library, whether at home or in the diaspora, to talk about the library we want, the library we would want to see. So I do say, and at every opportunity I get, I do mention that fact that I'm happy, I'm glad that I was brought up in that environment.
Right, because it would have contributed a lot to the person that you became to date. All right, wonderful. Well, that is amazing. Listen what we will do, because there's so much to talk in terms of what you've accomplished, your educational journey and what you've accomplished to date. Some of the accolades that have been placed upon you, so many honors that have been placed upon you to date, and it brings joy. It should bring joy, because people don't just receive accolades just like that out of the blue. You know, there's got to be
something remarkable.
So we need to take a break and take a word from our partners, the Bank of St. Lucia and Quartz, and we're going to come back and get right into that.
Okay, then.
Wonderful.
Okay.
A word from our sponsors, guys. We'll be back.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, with you every step of the way. Serving you and me, the St. Lucian way. We like family, always there for you, helping you and me. BOSL Nuce for me. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every St. Lucian.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Together, we're here for each other. Stand with Unicoma. Yes, we are all essential.
Send us your COVID-19 jingle at oecljingle@unicoma.com for a chance to win $1,500 to $2,500 cash. Competition open to students age 5 to 17 and adults age 18 to 30. Log on to shopcost.com or check us out on Facebook and Instagram for more details. Remember, we are all essential in the fight against COVID-19. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, we are all essential.
In case you're just joining us, this is Radio Caribbean International. She Speaks. It's a Tuesday. It's around that time of the day. If you're a regular listener, you already know that. If you're a new listener, well, this is a program that was designed to help to inspire all of our listeners by roping in remarkable women who've, over time, made contribution, gone through the ropes, challenges or not, distractions or not, and has triumphed, and we just want to use their journey to help to inspire someone else who may be along that path as well, or should be along that path as well. And our guest today is Dame Paulette Louise, former Governor General of St. Lucia, the longest standing, as far as I could remember. You held that position for the longest, isn't it? 20 years?
Yeah, 20.
20 years, absolutely.
And 3 months.
And 3 months. I love it. Wonderful. So we have to get to that, because that's the year in which I came into the picture and I got to go all the way. So let's talk first about your education path and because you chose the line of education. Is where you charted your course. Was it something that you wanted to do? Is that what was that strategic, or something happened to push you within that realm?
Well, you know, I mean, in those days,
It was a thing,
wasn't
it?
There weren't a lot of options. In fact, I attended primary school in Library, the Library Girls School, and I got to Standard 6, school leaving, the school leaving grade. Quite early, maybe I probably was about 11 or 12, you know? Mm-hmm. And there wasn't, well, what does one do at 11 or 12? While one waited, I waited to see if, you know, I could go up to the next level, to the secondary school level. I was asked to, you know, to do some teaching for the lower grades. We used to call them, you know, the little kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So that's where I got my first, you know, kind of taste of teaching. And as I said, it wasn't something in those days, I mean, there were not options, choices. But, mm-hmm. So after 2 years of that, I I got a scholarship and went up to St. Joseph's Convent. Mm. And then again, at the end, in 63, you know, you ask yourself, well, you know, what's there to be done? Mind you, in those days when I was sort of, you know, what career, I really wanted to be either a lawyer or a diplomat. Oh. Now, I had seen myself as being, you know, it's probably a bit, I myself as being St. Lucia's ambassador to France, because, you know, I was into French
he
and
was
all
into
that.
The French
yeah.
early.
But, you know, but it ended up by being offered a teaching position at the convent after I was finished my sixth form. So I taught for a year. Mm. And then went out to university, to Keyville, and came back to the convent. Mm. Taught for another 3 years. Went out to Canada to do a master's. Came back to the convent, taught for another year. And then from there, I moved on to the A-level college, and, you know, as tutor of French. Mm-hmm. And I remained there. In you know, in education, mm-hmm. I'd had the opportunity at some point to pursue the diplomatic career that I had, you know, set my sights on. Mm-hmm. But
but what do you think? I want to stop for a moment and ask you there.
Uh-huh.
Diplomatic thinking along that line, like you said back then, the choices were very limited.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think transpired? What in your surroundings or your upbringing that made you look in that direction? Because I'm thinking of myself, even in my era growing up in Grenada, it never crossed my mind to be anything like a diplomat. I didn't think that I could have, that was possible. It was not part of the psyche.
But,
so what do you think had your mindset in that area? Was there anything happening around you at the time that had you looking in that direction or seeing these things unfold? Was there anybody involved in your family?
No, not at all.
Ooh,
no,
okay.
No,
I so was, that was something special.
No,
that was a divine moment,
you know,
right there.
I was the first person in my family to get a secondary school education,
wow.
Far less anything else.
Wow.
You know, I think it's because, you know, I mean, when I was at the convent, my subjects I was more in the arts, and mm. I did the languages. I did Latin and I did French,
right.
And of course English literature. So you know, I had quite this love of the language, of French in particular. But, you know, so by that time, you know, you had read a little about, you know, ambassadors and representing your country.
Right.
And so that's why I thought, oh, maybe, you know, that would be nice. I mean, if I can speak French. And that's why I decided I was going to be St. Lucia's ambassador to France, you know.
Oh.
I mean, it was something up there. I mean, I didn't see how I was going to get there. But but it was something.
No, the desire was written from early. So which means, and like I say to you, I made that connection and to just show that sometimes our path and when we don't understand it from when it, how it's unfolding.
So true.
But like I said, another person wouldn't think that. It wouldn't cross their mind. So the fact that it crossed your mind, it was already your divine path being unfolded. You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I think so, sometimes. Because I say, you know, there could have been quite a few things, you know. I mean, even as I say, the idea of well, either that or being a lawyer and so then, you know, how many years later, 50 years later, I get myself involved in governance and in mm-hmm. laws, in assenting to laws of the land, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so when you look
it's
back...
It's unfolded, isn't it?
Yeah, you said, you know, I mean, there are people who really do think that I have a degree in law.
Mind
you, just because, I don't know, because I have this honorary doctor of laws degree. So
mm-hmm.
there are some people who think
that
this is law, you know?
No, I say I'm more.
I don't know what your Creole is like, but I say I'm probably more an avocati papier.
Right.
Let's talk about the little papers, little letters.
Language thing with the Creole, because we're just having a lovely conversation.
Yeah.
There's too much to try to fit into. Well, if we were to go into the long stint of your education and the things and the accolades, it's not going to fit into a half hour here.
Yeah,
I'm trying to concentrate it. Let's talk now about the Creole and the linguistic qualities that you've made it a point to be a part of. You also was one of the first person to include the Creole into, was it the throne speeches?
Yes.
I want to talk about some of the changes and some of the things that you initiated that still stands today that is going to, in future, be things to really hold us down as well, as in us.
Yeah, I'm adopted.
That is going to stick with us because I've got kids that are St. Lucians.
That will be
their rights as well.
Yes,
some of these things, because you initiated some of these things, and for the one, two persons that might have been, this lady spent all this time there. Why are we praising up this? What really she do? Let's talk about some of the things. Let's just, not for, because I know you don't like that kind of spotlight, but sometimes it's necessary to let people know. This is some of the things that this lady here championed. So let her get her flowers, please and thanks.
As I said, I mean, I was brought up in a bilingual setting. My grandmother didn't speak English, so Creole was the language we used at home. And then, as I said, at the secondary level, I chose. Well, I didn't really choose because of what the grade you were in, the class you were in, the form you were in. You did the languages.
So I did French and
Latin. And so I developed that love for language. And so I did my degree in French and English at UE. And then I decided to do a degree in linguistics. Mm-hmm. Mainly to come back and do teaching of French as a second language in St. Lucia, so that's where then when I came back, having done language and the idea of acquisition of language, bilingualism, and so on, mm-hmm. I came back and started and got involved in the promotion of the Creole language, because for two reasons, that is us, and I do believe in identity in who you are, in celebrating who you are, and so I got involved in promoting Creole. So I became at some point president of the what we call the Mouvement Creole Saint-Lucie, where we promoted the Creole language. I was involved in the development of the writing system. In fact, we have, in collaboration with another member, we published through the Folk Research Center a handbook for the writing of Creole. Mm-hmm. And that was in the 1980s. Right. I represented St. Lucia on committee, international committee, mm-hmm. International Creole committees. And I taught Creole at Folk Research Center and in one or two other sessions. I taught Creole to Peace Corps volunteers, when they did their orientation. So I had been involved in the promotion of the Creole language, for a long time.
You very much involved in the Nobel Laureate Committee, where you even initiated a little museum when you're in your state.
So, just to finish the Creole, when I became Governor General, I was asked by the Prime Minister then, Dr. Anthony, whether I would consider, delivering parts of the Creole, of the throne speech in Creole, because, he wanted to be inclusive, he wanted everybody to understand at least, the main thrust of government's policies and so. So that's when the throne speech in Creole, that's where it took root. And so I did it from 1998 till 2017 when I left. So that is how, and I continue to work in Creole, and we're working on a instructional material for children, for use in schools at the entry level. Right. So that's I did that. As Governor General, as I say, I was asked in 2000 to chair the Nobel Laureate Committee, and so I've been doing that since 2000. At my first meeting of, the heads of state used to meet every year in a different island. And at my first meeting, there was a suggestion that Governor General should take a leading role in the promotion of national pride, culture, heritage, and they suggested that we, you know, Governors General could develop museums, specialist museums, you know, at Government House. So that's on my return, together with a committee, I took up that project, that initiative, and established a museum at Government House, and dedicated specifically to governance. So it was Government House, the head of state, and the government apparatus, Parliament, Senate, you know, and there are a few, you know, sort of artifacts and archival material that I found when I went up the hill, and I made that available in, you know, we set up a room. And it was very well received, particularly both by adults and school and students. So that's one of the my initiatives, which I'm happy I did.
Yes, absolutely, one of the remarkable things. You see what I'm telling you, DM. It's already 2 minutes we got left, you know. It's not enough. I need a whole sit down with you, you know. I need a camera crew. I need a whole sit down. I want to do this. That's my personal for my own archive. So I'm hoping when I'm ready, you're going to give me the opportunity to just do that.
Yes, I'm sure.
Beautiful. But let's talk. You recently, you got your own coat of arms.
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Ooh, tell me about that now before we wrap up. This excites me. So yes, I wanted to touch on this.
Well, the College of Arms in the UK, at St. Paul's Cathedral, which is the home of the Order of St. Michael and St. George. My dame, one of my dameships is, Dame Grand Cross of the Order of St. Michael and St. George. Mm-hmm. And so at St. Paul's Cathedral, you have your coat of arms, your banner, you know, installed. So, I mean, there are limited spaces. So when a space becomes available, I suppose because of the fact that I had been there for almost 17 years, I was offered, stall, they call it, St. Paul's Cathedral. Nice. So that's where I sort of got my coat of arms.
You know what stands out for me, Dame?
Mm-hmm.
The motto on your coat of arms,
beyond all constraints. I have to admit, now, as I said to everybody, if I came from Library and, you know, in my wildest dreams, I didn't even know about Governor General as much think that I could have, got to that point. Mm-hmm. And as I say, some of my other achievements in the educational field, you know, so it is, in fact, beyond all constraints.
Now, I want us to wrap up, and I want us to wrap up on a note where I'm gonna tell you where I want us to wrap up. But let me just quickly acknowledge our partners again, the Bank of Technology and Courts. And when we come back, we're definitely going to be wrapping up and leaving some words of encouragement and motivation and inspiration to all our listeners.
All right, then.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia for every solution, building our future today. For every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me. The solution way, we like family. Always there for you, helping you and me. BOSLUCE for me. We are the Bank of St. Lucia. For every solution,
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
We're here for each other, stand with Unicoma. Yes, we are all essential.
Send us your COVID-19 jingle at oecljingle@unicoma.com for a chance to win $1,500 to $2,500 cash. Competition open to students age 5 to 17 and adults age 18 to 30. Log on to shopcost.com or check us out on Facebook and Instagram for more details. Remember, we are all essential in the fight against COVID-19. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, we are all essential.
And we are spot on 11. and this will be a wrap up. But you know what? A woman of your stature, we listen. If I get fired for this today, I'm taking this because for going over that little time and showing up. Yes, I am taking it today. I'll be honored to say I was fired because of this.
Yes. Okay, so, management, give her a break.
Listen, Dave said it. Give me a break, please, and thanks. Dame, we let's talk about this entire journey now. Being able to do this, and let me tell you what stands out. The humility of it all. Because okay. it's very easy to get wrapped up in all of this accolades and all of this attention and all of
yeah,
these, you know, things.
True, that's true.
The humility through it all. Not once have I felt a need to feel, well, oh boy, this lady feels she's got it. Oh, she's done all of that, achieved all of that, gotten the praises so well, and if you don't know, you don't know. Yeah. I mean, really and truly, it is. How easy or how hard? Or was it something you struggled with? Or what was it for you?
No, not at all. I mean, as I say, I'm very conscious of where I came from and how many people helped me get all along the way to where I am.
Right.
And so you couldn't, you know, forget where you came from. You can't lord it over them. As
yes.
I said, there's this expression,
yes.
you know, when you climb up the ladder, make sure there are rungs left, you know, so that if you fall, there'll be people to pick you up.
Absolutely.
You have to be able to say thanks. That's what, you know, I'm very grateful for all the assistance everybody gave me. And, you know, I mean, it's my sense of giving back. And
right.
and as I say, you know, without a lot of people, I would not be, you know, I would not have been able to.
Right. They were wonderful instruments to help you
yes,
to achieve your divine purpose.
So, yes.
Right. So in wrapping, yesterday was International
Women's
Day.
Yes.
And let me say, belated to you. what's your thoughts on that? And what do you have to say to our girls and our women who are listening? Because this is charted waters for you. You've been called to speak so many times
to
young girls. And,
so
give me one there. Throw one down on us there as in closing,
you know,
this morning as we wrap up this awesome
I would like
awesome
to
chat.
Say to the ladies, you know, that don't sell yourself short. I mean, you know, when I used to try to get to appoint women on committees and so on. They say, me, I don't think I can do that. I prefer to stay in the background. No. You know, yes, we'll stay in the background if need be, but, you know, you need to push.
Yeah, you were created great. Great
yes,
business with
you know,
business
so
well.
So develop your potential. And in the meantime, in fact, apart from my code of arms, my philosophy of life is, you know, do not be constrained. Do not be kept back by the constraints of the moment,
yes.
but look at the promises of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, therefore, you position yourself, whatever it takes, so that when an opportunity presents itself, you are ready to take it on.
Absolutely.
You don't wait until the opportunity and then you're not ready and you're scrambling and you lose the opportunity. You know, there are things, some things that come not back is the neglected opportunity. So you position yourself, you know, so that when the occasion arrives, the opportunity arrives, you're there. So ladies, you know, put your reticence aside. I mean, I was a very shy person. I mean, when I was offered this job, I wondered, but, you know, should I take this thing? I don't have what it takes me, all these protocols thing. You know, how am I going to manage that, you know? It was an honest, you know, concern of mine. But I steeled myself and I said, you know, you can do it.
Absolutely.
You know, you've got that far. You can do it. You have something to offer.
And when it crosses your mind or things that, because it is divine, trust the process.
Yes.
Trust the process.
You know, so take it, seize the opportunity, do up, give up your best, however small. It doesn't have to be at the level of Governor General. There cannot be only one Governor General. And look at me, I stayed there for 20 years, so there wasn't a space for a lot of people. There wasn't space for a lot of people to say, move out.
Your sense of humor is amazing. I would never guess. Thank you so much for an awesome conversation this morning, a beautiful laugh.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get me excited. I want to sit down with you some more. But we'll talk about that some other time. But thank you so much for being a part of our She Speak program this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for inviting me. It's just been a pleasure.
Wonderful. Have a great one now. And all
you
the best.
Too. All day. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's amazing. Now I get it. Now, I knew she was amazing, but I didn't really get it. This morning, after this conversation, I get it. Dame Paulette Louise, respect on your name. Thank you again so much. Thank you to the Bank of St. Lucia. And thank you, of course, to Quartz. These are our two partners. Thank you to you, the listeners and the viewers.